Item 10, planning and environment. 10.1, proposed sale of Tatterson Reserve. Do I have a mover for this particular matter?
Mr. Mayor, I'll move an alternate recommendation.
Certainly, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, I move that Council, having given consideration to the submissions received in response to the proposed sale of the property known as 1 Tatterson's Court, Templestowe, determines A, not to proceed with the sale, B, requests the Chief Executive Officer to report on alternative funding sources for the purchase of land in Green Gully Linear Park, C, resolves that the Committee of Council established to hear and consider any submissions now be disbanded, and notifies the submitters of the proposal in writing of the Council's decision.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I suppose this particular issue has come up to Council and raised by the community when we forecast that we identified this, as Council identified this park for sale to purchase property in Green Gully Linear Park. The actual recommendation of this particular park was made through the officers, but there was a consultation with a group that we have called the Open Space and Open Space Committee, as Strategic Committee, and the strategy that we have is there, and the people went out and looked at this, and I don't believe that the account in the last set of papers for the council meeting in December showed a true and accurate record of what that committee actually had resolved or said. It was one that it was not recommended by that committee. And secondly, after going out and listening to the residents and looking at the site, you can see that it is a strategic site in the area. It is one that does add a lot to the look of the area and the neighbourhood character of that particular area. It's a prominent corner location, and it has been there since the subdivision was open. It was part of, I suppose, one of the areas that was attracting people into there. In listening to the submissions, and Councillor Kleinert, myself, and the former mayor, Councillor Griffiths Costopoulos were there listening to the submissions, there were quite a number of very valid points that were given to us. And Councillor Haynes, you were there too. There were quite a number of valid points that were outlined as to why not to sell this. But one of the things that took my curiosity was that in years gone by, with looking at sales and our open space land, a commitment was apparently made by people here at the office that this particular site wasn't one that was going to be looked at for that particular purpose. I don't think it has ever been. If we go back to our earlier categories of parks, Mr. Mayor, we used to have a category which had a byline underneath it, surplus to the requirements of the council. That is no longer around. We have removed that classification, and hopefully this park will not be sold, and improvements will come on to the future. So the submitters presented extremely well, and there are quite a number of people at the meeting, and I believe that it is probably best at this stage that council does not sell this, and that's on record not to sell it, and to look at other forms of funding for that, whatever that may be. It may be other methods of obtaining money or doing things to purchase open space. The concept of the Green Gully Linear Park still remains good. We have got a strategy to ensure that we've got tracks and open spaces and connections between our spaces, and it is a major priority in our strategy to do that. So that particular piece of land is an important piece of land as well. I commend the councillors to support the refusal.
Mr. Mayor, may I say we suspend standing orders?
Councillors, we have a proposal to suspend standing orders for the duration of this item. I would ask councillors if they are prepared to support a motion. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
Normally do it after the second, do I?
That's fine. Councillor Kleinert. I was told to do it any time. Councillor Kleinert.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Yes, it's true. On the 27th of April, some 45 residents, local residents, came to a submitters meeting to talk about their local pocket park. And the thing about council is we talk about being open and transparent and taking the community with you on a journey. And this is a clear case of bringing the community with you, listening to them, taking into account what they think and what they feel. And it's a good process because some 45 residents were able to verbally voice their heart, their love of their local community. And it's a process that makes you sit because decisions aren't always easy. Because if you said yes to everything, someone always loses. But when we look at a wider community, the fact is people love their open space in Manningham. Our pocket parks are one of the greatest things that we have. And so it wasn't about selling to get rid of them. There was the original plan of you sell to buy. It wasn't to lose anything, but someone was going to lose, local residents. And through this process, it's been a great learning curve to really listen and not forget what really matters. And in that, the decision, as Councillor Goff, and I fully support that, that we go forth without the sale of Tattersall, I think is a win for us all. And I want to leave us with a lovely letter that really, I think, sums it all and really touched my heart because it really meant something about why we live in Manningham. I would like to say most of the reason I wanted this house was because of the reserve next door. I think of it as a place to have fun and enjoy ourselves. You haven't told us what you'll be doing with the park after it's sold, and I just don't think you care about people in the area. The only reason you are doing this is because you want the money, and it's not always about the money, it's about the people. I have been here a few months now, and I've been to the park at least 1,000 times, perhaps an exaggeration. If you get rid of the park, where will I play? My parents won't let me go to other parks down the road, as they say it's not safe. I know I'm just a kid, but I think I have just as much valuable input as anybody else does, and I hope you can take my speech under consideration, and I hope you can find it in your hearts to keep Tattersall's reserve. We're a council that wants to listen, and we can't always answer, but today I believe we're making the right decision because this is the heart. When someone can speak, I don't care how old, how young, how long you've been in Manningham. Manningham is a great place to live, and part of that is because of the open space that we have.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the motion? Are there any further speakers for the motion?
Yes, Mr Mayor, I also rise up in not selling Tattersall's reserve. We went out to see the residents out at Tattersall's a while ago, and it was interesting to see a whole number of people from different backgrounds in the community come together and band together and show us what a community is all about. It was great to see all these residents, speak to them, understand their reasoning for not selling Tattersall's. And of course, we all know that if we did sell it, it would have changed the neighbourhood character. So I'll make it nice and easy and say, as per the alternate motion, I also agree that Tattersall's reserve should not be sold, and I ask that councillors adopt this motion.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If we could please just let the debate proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And that was very passionate speeches from the three ward councillors, which is what I needed to hear. I wasn't at that meeting, but I took advice from those that were there. And parks are for the community. People move into our community for the parks. And both need one another. And this is a park that is, well loved by the community. Last week, and I do, as with the planning applications, I grabbed my morning coffee where I normally grab it from and went down and sat in the park for an hour just to get a feel for the presence, just get a feel for people that walked past it, that used it. And it's a quaint little park, and it's a park that we need to protect. And I also, councillors, when I came to council, I did have a pledge of not to sell parks, and I will honour that pledge to say that we will not sell parks. And it wasn't conditional upon taking a park and selling it here and transferring it over there and so forth. It was that we and my family moved from St Kilda to here because of the parks, and we love the parks, and I can understand how the community here love their park also. So I will be supporting Councillor Goff's motion today. I believe that this is a park which we need to fiercely protect and to ensure the residents can maintain and use it.
Thank you. Do I have any other speakers for the motion? Councillor Downey.
That was a wrong name. I'm really impressed to see the passion of the three ward councillors that they have for their park. I did go down to visit the residents at their park when they had their open day, and I saw what a united group they were, and it was wonderful to see the community working together, and I hope that they will continue that camaraderie that they've developed through their fight to save their park. But that will stay, because a strong community like that is there to help each other. And I think that's one of the values of our pocket park. And it is something that I have always had on my election platform, but I oppose the sale of public parks, so I'm still sticking to my word. And I encourage the community, if this motion goes through, that you still keep that unity that you've got and enjoy your park and perhaps contribute to making it even nicer.
Thank you, Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mine is just to add that I'm looking forward to the walk to school strategy being expanded for Serple, and I know that this park is on their radar. So I'm looking forward to that. And prior to that, I already had been out there, but also hearing the other things that are going on throughout the community. This park is definitely going to be something that will be able to grow, and the community that's around it will be able to use it. And I'd also like to ask Council and the CEO to consider that they put a plan to develop this park with future facilities, hopefully a little bit of an outdoor gym, as that's one of my little pet projects. And so I ask that we not only save the park, but actually turn it into something that is more rewarding for the local community. Thank you.
Do I have any other speakers for or against the motion?
I think I'm the last one left. I think I'll have something to say. Look, I believe pocket parks are probably the most important thing we've got in our council within Manningham, and we have to thank councils of the past who have sort of made sure that these are dotted right through Manningham. And I think it's up to this council and all other councils in ahead of us to make sure that they do not get sold off, even if it is to buy other open space in another area. It's not, the Rob Peter to pay Paul thinking that we want to continue here, because pocket parks are the integral part to communities. It's how people get to know their neighbours, and the faster this life goes and the busier people's lives are going, they don't get much time to meet their neighbours. So a casual little walk in the park will fix that quick smart. And also with the development that's being encouraged upon us, more and more there'd be less and less land available in people's backyards and that. So these pocket parks are going to become even more important into the future, and I think let's not sell anything into the future, and let's hope future councils do the same thing.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll now put the motion. All those for? Against? That's carried.
Division.
Councillors, division have been called. I ask you to please indicate your support for the motion. Those for the motion: Councillor Haynes, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Griffith-Costopoulos, Councillor Downey, Councillor Gough, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor Galbally, Councillor McLeish. Those against? There being none, the motion is carried. Thank you all, councillors. And ladies and gentlemen, I might add that I commend you all on the respectful, considered and enthusiastic way which you have raised your voices on this particular issue. It's been very well received by the council. And I'd also point out to you, you don't have to sit here and listen to the rest of our meeting if you don't really want to. Feel free to make your way from the chamber at your convenience. I think you'll find that I suspended standing orders for the duration of this item. Thank you, everyone. So, councillors, let's move on to the next item on our agenda. We are up to item 10.2, the East Regional Sports and Recreation Strategy. We might just wait a moment for the room to empty, however.
Got an empty room. Oh, please don't leave.